Welcome to the Teacher's Life Podcast, special holiday album edition. This podcast is a lot longer than all the other ones, so you may want to pop some popcorn or listen to 5 minutes at a time, press pause, check it out later. But I figure might as well share this with people. This is something that happened my first year of teaching. It was November. 3 months, 4 months in, and I was just burnt out. I needed a break. So we're in writing, and we are doing poetry, which I have said on this podcast I don't feel comfortable teaching. I don't know what in the world I'm doing. So right in the thick of it, a girl comes up to me with a poem, and I read it, and I'm thinking that would make a great song. And I told her that, and so we left it at that, and I came home that night, and I had that poem in my bag. So I pulled it out, and I just started playing with it. And I went back into school the next day and showed her, and she just loved it. So once I showed one kid that, all of the kids wanted their songs, their poems like that. So we made a pact that in the next month before break, we were going to make a holiday album with all the kids' songs. And we would sit in class during writing. And we only did it for 2 weeks. And so the kids would come up with a poem, and I'd sit in class and go ahead and try to come up with a tune, and we'd sing it, and we'd kind of record like a sloppy copy of it. And then I'd come home and record the guitar parts a little better using the structure that we thought up of in class, and come back. And then the poetry section was done. I had to move on, but then I made a little sign-up sheet for the kids to come in at lunch and record. And these are second graders, so I had to make sure that we were alone. So the kids would come in at lunch, they'd sign up. Some of them had duos, so the duos would come into the recording station. And we did it on our lunch breaks, and then before you knew it, we had, 17 tracks? And so we sprinkled in a couple staff things, and before you know it, we had a nice little album to give to the parents for a holiday gift. And I still, to this day, 2 years later, I still get comments every time I see a parent or a kid that I had that year, and it was just the greatest thing. I'm sure it didn't cover too many standards. Well, it did, but I can't imagine the administration at the time, if they knew, would have approved of it. But thanks to my worn-out status, I just said, forget it, and I'm going for it. And it turned out kind of fun. So this is kind of a montage of all the songs, most of the songs that were on the album. And I just wanted to show everybody that listens to the Teacher's Life podcast and give you some ideas maybe what you can do with your kids if you are burnt out and want a little time to do stuff that's fun with the kids. So for an opening track, I was like, guys, we really need a song where everybody's singing. Let's make a big intro, right? And so we just came up with a really quick poem together as class. Right there, I just got the chords, and we practiced for like 10 minutes, and then I pressed record on Audacity, which is the program I use, and this is what happened. Check it out.
Room 46, are you ready?
Yes!
I can't hear you. I said, are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, then let's get to work.
So after that song, I felt like I have to have the album open up with the original song that got everything going. Little Brianna wrote a song called Crazy Monkeys, and if you've been listening to the podcast, you will be familiar with that song. We had a vote. I picked like four or five songs from that album and had them as an intro music to the podcast, and we voted, and this song won, and it's just a great song. I love everything about it, and I love the lyrics, and this was the first song by a student on the album. Check it out. I just love that she's such a great singer that I had to put that on there. She just came and nailed that song, and I just love that. So the next song, as some of you would know through the Teacher's Life podcast, has a very special part in it. I will say no more. This kid grew up in Arizona, is born and raised just like me, and decided to write a poem / song about what it's like to be out in the West. And that's exactly what this poem is called, Out in the West.
Out in the West, people on bike, people on foot. out in the west. Out in the west. Out in the west. You'll find me hacking.
Stopped and forgot what things?
I don't remember, but I kind of, I accidentally stopped, and I kind of, like, took a breath because I was kind of, I don't know, but I kind of stopped.
But you like how it came out?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to keep that? I really liked some of the screaming you did. It was great. Hey, go out to recess. Go play.
I absolutely love showing people that song because it just hurts their ears, man. And hopefully you don't have some headphones on. I didn't give you a warning, but if you're a true Teachers Life Nation member, you would know to turn down the volume at that particular point. The next track is really short. I really like this track. It's not a song. It's me talking to a kid and his partner about how they want their song to be. And this shows you the process that we would do during class, and you can hear kids in the background trying to sing their songs, talking to each other, and this shows you exactly how a lot of the songs came to be. Not every kid was able to come up with a song quite like these children, but the majority of them did. And so this is a kid talking about Green, the famous song from the podcast as well.
Okay, so how do you want it to sound? Do you have any idea? How?
Green, green, color of trash. Green, green, color of apples. Green,
green,
color of
peas.
Green, green,
color of keys. So, do-do, do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
Keep trying to do that.
Try it real quick. 1, 2, 3, go.
And so we rolled with it, and I went home and I recorded that guitar part and came back, and they recorded that at lunch, and they just nailed it. And here's the actual version of Green.
Green.
So after Green, I decided that I wanted some staff participation, so I sent out an email to the whole staff saying, hey, I got this album. Yeah, it's, I know it sounds weird, but I need some input and some creativity. So shoot me an email and let me know what you got. So I got some responses from some people, not the majority of the staff, but the next thing I put on there was a poetry reading from the literacy team that wrote a really cool, funny poem. But I'll spare you the staff stuff. Maybe I can come out with another podcast, show you the staff stuff. But I wanted to keep it this podcast about all the kids' songs. And so we did that poem. And then next was a song by a girl called It's About Her, which is coming up next. And to this day, I can't really figure out the lyrics. I don't know if it's a montage of songs maybe she's heard and a little bit of her own, but these are the lyrics that still get me to this day. This is called It's About Her.
It's about her, the girl who jumped over the fence. She felt like a girl who never did. I got her up on her feet, she said, thank you, sister, when I was in hers. I took me home, and she said, you saved my life. I want to be your friend, take me home. I said, I'm gonna be number one. Hey now, this is what friends are like. Please be my girl. Please be my girl. Do it for me, please now, please. It's about her. It's about her. It's about her. She told me I could be her sister. I refused. It's about her. The girl, I want to be your sister, but your friend, but your friend.
After that kind of mellow song, I wanted to pump it up. Track 8, we needed some fun in there, so I could only pick this one kid that I had. His name was Hamvin, and I still see him around. He's just the greatest kid, and he just came up with this song called Come On, Let's Boogie, and he just rolled with it. Teachers Life Nation would know this song as well, and here's a full version of it. Check it out.
Come on, let's have some fun. Ding dong, ding dong. Let's get up and boogie. Bing bong, bing bong. Come on, let's get up with a quacky quack. With a quack, yucky, dong, dong, dee, tee, fong, tee, tee. Okay, people, let's boogie.
After that crazy fun song, I had the second grade teachers do something, and they came up with the 12 weeks of school, kind of making fun of me and the different things that I would do. So that was a nice little touch to the album. And after that, I have this song by the girl that wrote Crazy Monkeys. She paired up with her best friend, and they wrote Why Stay. And what's interesting about this song is I can't figure out if these are lyrics as well that they heard. They seem pretty sophisticated for second grade students, but I guess you can be the judge. Check out Why Stay.
Why stay? Why stay? Why do you stay with me? Go somewhere else, sail across the sea. Why do you say that? Why do you say that? Please tell me before I sail across the sea. So she sails across the sea in a blue boat. Later that day, the girl cried. Everybody saw she was the mayor, so she screamed. She screamed, go away. She screamed, go away. People jumped and ran away.
So after Why Stay, I did. I had the PE coach got back to me when I sent the email saying that she plays the piccolo, and I was like, "That's perfect." So she practiced, and she's kind of a shy lady, and she came in one day during lunch and just ripped a piccolo, "Hark the Angels Sing" or "The Herald Angels Sing," and she just ripped it up. So I put that on, and the next song was a cute little song. What was interesting was that I wanted it to be a holiday album. I didn't want any Christmas stuff, but this little girl really wanted a song called Santa Sleigh, a poem that she wrote. And so I wrote out an email to the parents and checked with the administration about whether or not it was okay if I had a Christmas song, just to be careful about offending anybody. And they all got back to me saying, yeah, go for it. So this song is entitled Santa's Sleigh.
Can you hear the jingle bells ring? I can hear the jingle bells ring. Where are they coming from? They're coming from Santa's sleigh. Ooh, there goes Santa's sleigh.
Mrs. Bordelon, play those jingle bells.
After Santa's Sleigh, I had the music teacher come in and do this crazy thing called Rindicella, where she switches up all the beginning letters of the words. And I can't believe that she has this whole thing memorized, but it was just amazing. It floored me. And it's just amazing when you open up to the staff. I want a staff talent show. I think there's a lot of things out there people don't know that the people around them can do. But after that, I went straight back into the music, and this is Two Girls, Two Best Friends doing Why Wait is the name of this song, and it is definitely a play on a song that they've heard. I think like 2 years later, they're starting to tell me, I forget the name of the artist, but I think that this was a copyright issue. Could be getting sued, ladies. But regardless, it was fun trying to figure out the chords to this song. Some minor chords, it's a little different sounding. And these girls completely had the sound of the song down, and I had to come up with some chords. And it turned out pretty cool, I thought. Definitely different than the other ones. This is called Why Wait.
Like that one, or you want to do it again?
We like it. We just want to hear it so we can see if it's good
enough. You have to wait till the album's released.
Fine.
No, maybe I'll show you before. What is that noise?
Please, ready, please.
Okay, maybe. Go play. Go out to recess. Good job, ladies.
So after that song, we had the music teacher, vice principal, librarian, and a couple other people come in and do Give Me a Break. Gosh, I should know the author of that. But they came in and just read that. Oh, give me da 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 da, that song. So they came in. It was nice having the administration in on the album. So after that, we had The Other Side of Me by just the sweetest little girl you could ever imagine. And this is another song that I had trouble figuring out what we were going to do with it. And she had fun with it. That's all that matters. So this is called The Other Side of Me.
The other side of me.
other side. Yeah. The other side of me.
After that song, we had Write That Book. It was the first grade teachers at the time, the grade below me, wanted to do a song. And one of them actually has moved on and has become an author for Scholastic. Debbie Lira, one of my interviews on The Teacher's Life, was singing in this. And this is I don't know who originally did it, but it's off a CD, and they just kind of switched up the lyrics a little bit, and I recorded them at lunch as well, and that was a lot of fun. All the recordings with the staff were just a blast, seeing people just kind of relax and put the guard down, and only the brave came through for this album. So the next one is famous amongst my boys. It's called Eve, another Christmas song that I had clear. And this is just straight up punk rock. They would not let me do a song that was not punk rock. And so they made me bust out the electric guitar and the drums. They made me do it, and I didn't want to, but I'm glad I did, because they really like it, and they still come up and talk to me about it 2 years later. And so this is called Eve. Get ready to bob your heads. Do a little mosh pit in your room. After that, I had the janitor and a special ed teacher that speaks Spanish come in and sing Feliz Navidad. That was really cool. The special ed teacher actually plays guitar, and she's awesome, like flamenco style, and she's awesome at it. And the custodian, who speaks very little English, but he was my boy. I'm so sad that he left. He was a cool guy, but they came in and sang Feliz Navidad. And then after that, we had I had two extended resource children that I really wanted to put on the album. And so I contacted the special ed teachers and said, hey, I really want them on the album. Can you think of something? So they came in, and this is their wonderful rendition of Jingle Bells. Check this one out.
Ooh, Christmas tree, Christmas tree,
sing it all the way. Someone's coming to ride in a one-horse
open sleigh. Oh, Christmas tree, Christmas tree, sing it all the way. Go, 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 sing it, sing it, go, 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 go,
After they tore up Jingle Bells, I had to have little boy. He's so smart, and he's just a wonderful kid. He just wrote a little poem. I wanted some spoken word, and so this little poetry reading is actually called poetry.
Poetry by Liu. Poetry is easy. Poetry is fun. Poetry can also rhyme, just like nun and bun. Poetry is poet's eyes that see things really new. Poetry has friendship, just like me and you. Use line breaks, rhymes, and poet's eyes to write a poem well. Use these things I'm telling you to make a poem swell.
Roadrunner, clap for Liu on 3, 1, 2, 3.
After the spoken word, one of the most famous songs, it was also on one of the songs that I put out. It's called Bugs by Two Girls. And they were having trouble coming up with a song, and it was like getting down to the nitty gritty, last week before I had to start putting this all together. And so they wrote this really quick, and I actually have the lyrics to most of these songs, actually the scanned copy of them, up on a website still 2 years later, and that link to that website is on the teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. If you go there and you click on that link next to the song tracks, you'll see a little piece of paper. If you click on that, you can actually see their writing. But anyway, so this little duo of girls wrote this song really quick. I played some chords with them, came home, recorded it, showed them, had them practice for like 30 minutes, and they nailed it at lunch. So all of this happened in about probably an hour's worth of time with them, and it turned out great. This is called Bugs. the next track is another example of how I was working with the kids with it. A couple of the kids, I would just record our conversation. I thought that would be cool to be able to hear the process of it, and not just, I had, geez, hundreds of recordings of us just playing songs and trying to figure out the way it would sound, but a couple of them I was lucky enough to have the conversation recorded, and I don't really know if I nailed exactly what he wanted, but this kind of shows the process. This is, we entitled this The Making of a Hit.
Okay, David, what's this song about?
It's about pilgrims that want a turkey.
Oh, they're about pilgrims that want turkeys? All right, read it.
No, don't leave. I want to eat your fingers. Don't leave. We're having a feast with pies and pears.
So why did you write that song?
I wrote it because I was a little hungry and I was thinking about it.
Okay, how do you want it to sound?
I want it to sound like it's a hunt.
Like it's a hunt? Hunt. Like what do you mean? Like sing it. Like that. Like, what do you think? You have a
no, night? Don't leave. I want to eat you.
No, don't leave. Oh, I want to eat you. That sort of thing.
Yeah, like that.
Yes. Like what?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sing some.
And now for the real version. We'll see if I did him justice. To this day, I apologize if I didn't, but this is called We're Having a Feast.
No, don't leave me, 'cause we'll eat you, you big turkey. Don't leave me, 'cause your wings look so juicy. Beef between your fingers. With beef between your fingers. Beef between your fingers. We're having a feast. With pies and pears. Don't leave. Having a feast.
The second to last song on the album is probably my favorite. This boy in my class had Asperger's syndrome, and like I said on the one of the other Teacher Life podcast intro songs, this is called Sometimes I Like to Be a Cowboy, and I absolutely love the written lyrics and the picture to this. You can check it out, like I said earlier, on the blog page. You click that link and you can go and see his actual writing. I kept all of them and made sure to scan them. And the great thing about this is that he was so nervous when he came in. And he was like shaking, but he was still, I didn't want to make him do it, but he said he'd do it. So he came in at lunch and he had practiced it and he was singing it. And then we kind of stopped the recording. I'm like, hey man, do you want to play some harmonica? And he was all for it. So gave him one of my harmonicas that I had, and I just was playing it, and I just gave it to him, and he ripped off this solo that you're about to hear. This is called Sometimes I Like to Be a Cowboy. And finally, to round off the album, I had to put this one last. I've had parents tell me this is, after all of those songs, that this one is the one that made them cry, get a little teary-eyed. This is called I Love My Friends by a little boy named Patrick. And yeah, I had so many sweet kids that year, but this kid took the cake. He's the nicest little boy you could ever ask for. And he just wrote a song about hanging out with his friends and loving his friends. So I took a little riff from Bob Marley. All of you Bob Marley fans out there, you'll notice which song it is. And I just kind of, I overdubbed some parts. And he came in and you could barely hear him at parts. But yeah, this is called I Love My Friends to finish off the album.
Thank you.
that? Did it work out for you?
Yeah, but I didn't say the ending.
At the very end. That's perfect.
I didn't say what you said.
Did you think you did a good job?
Uh-huh.
I think you did a wonderful job, sir. Give me 5.
And that is it. That was my holiday album entitled We Are Authors, a little experiment I did my first year teaching, and I haven't had a chance to do it since. Second year of teaching got too busy. This year I got married, have a house, don't have time, because it really, I'm sure that you've been thinking that, how does this dude have so much time? And it really did take a lot of effort, but it's a passion of mine, as you can probably tell with all the intro music of having a or just playing music and just recording it for fun. So this was just like putting my two loves together. So it wasn't anything that was too tough for me. It was just a lot of work and a lot of files all over the place that I had to find and chop up. But so yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope maybe you got some ideas of maybe not particularly making an album like this. Not everybody can play guitar and do that stuff, but just thinking a little outside the box for some projects to do with your kids, especially during the holiday seasons. We all know that they're so crazy, and it was just a nice release for us, and it actually gave us a nice little boost for the rest of the year. So that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're still around, you are quite the trooper. And yeah, happy holidays. And hope everybody has a wonderful break. I know I'm just going to be chilling. So that's it. You guys take care. Bye.